In studio with us again today, Sabrina Lavelle is in. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, Andy. How are you?
I'm good. You've been off for a little bit. You've been feeling under the weather, but now you're back again.
I have been off is a very good description.
Yeah, you've been just a little bit off.
Yes.
But that's okay. Like I said, we're glad you're feeling better and glad that you're back in with us
Thank
now.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
In the land of the here and the now. I thought this week, instead of taking callers, we had so much fun the last time you did a reading for the Central Coast that I thought we would try that again because it's holiday season. People, you know, they have a lot to look forward to. So I thought we'd give them some more to look forward to and just tell everybody what's going on and what kind of things to look for. And this is a time. Even if you don't have the cards, it's a good time to be thankful, isn't it?
It's a very good time to be thankful. Absolutely. And a reflection of the end of one decade and, you know, diving into 2020. My God, that's just,
I know.
That's huge.
It really is big. I know that everything is in alignment with all the different stars and everything else out there. I know it's going to be a big year next year.
It's different. Very different feel to it. Absolutely.
I know there's a lot of moms out there that have, you know, young ones leaving the home and
yeah.
moving.
yeah, wink, hint, hint. Yeah,
yesterday,
yes.
Yesterday was your son's 18th birthday. So yes. How does that feel?
Yeah, it does. It's equally as bittersweet, you know.
It is.
Well, it's very bittersweet.
Well, it's happy. It's happy time because I know that you are very proud of your son. And he's turned into an outstanding young man at 18 years old. And then bittersweet at the same time because your son is now a young man. He's 18 years old. I know. You got both of them.
It's a little scary.
Yeah, it is a little scary, yeah. but that's okay. I've been through that three times now, and this too shall pass.
Yeah.
I will tell you, from 18 on, the relationships just get better.
Good.
They get better. They get stronger. And don't worry. All is right, Mama. Okay.
Okay. I'll take Andy's word.
Let's get back to the tarot cards here. How about we just do a reading for the Central Coast today?
Let's do it.
And kind of see what's in store through the holiday period before we start the new year.
Okay. Give me a number between 1 and 10.
Between 1 and 10, I like the number 7. I don't know why. I'm just a 7 kind of guy.
Seventh heaven kind of guy.
So are you going to explain why that is, or are you just going to do?
So when I do a reading, one of the first questions I ask you is to give me a number between 1 and 10.
Uh-huh.
The funny thing is oftentimes someone will say 11.
Really?
And I'll stare at them and blink my eyes.
Really? Did you just say that? No, seven is just a lucky number for me.
So it makes it very personal to the individual. You know, we resonate. All of us, I think, have a number that we like more than others. Fours have always haunted me, good and bad, which is interesting. I end up with fours lots. So I think a lot of us share that similarity, but I use the cards to tap into your energy. And this is universal, and you are leader of the pack here with this.
On this particular reading, yes, I am the leader of the pack. That scares me, just so everybody knows. So you kind of cut everything into seven piles there.
Seven piles. I overlap them with a crisscross, so they have their style of their own. They're not maneuvered or pampered with my mind saying, go left, go right, go to the middle as I draw.
Right.
So I'm going to begin the draw, and I feel for the energy. And the first thing that comes in here is talking about a victorious time, the Sun card.
I was going to say, I like that, Sun card.
The Sun card is the 19th. This is for December going into the new year, but I love the fact, swift end of delays. I love the fact that the Sun card is my favorite card. It literally means the letting go of the past, moving forward, freedom away from that. There's going to be many of us diving into a whole new feeling for 2020, and I mean on every level of life, relationships, finances. The second card, it's interesting, the only time I call these vehicles is when I'm in this station. Second one that comes in is swift end of delays. Things we've been waiting for is going to happen much quicker than we had anticipated. The fire rods also represent energy moving forward, pushing through to the other side. In this moment, when I look at this with the Wheel of Fortune that comes behind it, I think of being on a cliff and there's a parachute and we're being asked, are we going to pull that parachute and trust that we land safely on our feet? Or are we going to hold on to the past and not let go of this last 10 years? As there is a 10 on that top of the Wheel of Fortune, the animals are going counterclockwise. It represents you can't fall off. They are vibrant. They are based on higher energy, based on integrity, high honor, new opportunities coming in for a lot of us. This could be, you know, all across the board, whether it's health or career or new love, things moving forward, which, by the way, I'm seeing a lot of people falling in love and getting married at a later age, after they've kind of been there, done that, children have grown. Blows my mind. It's a beautiful thing.
I didn't need the cards to tell you that part. I could have told you that part from my weddings over the last couple of years.
Amazing.
People are definitely falling in love. It is the last couple of years in the wedding business has been, it's never too late. You know, there's always a chance to find true love and get married. All right, what else you seeing? I didn't mean to sidebar you there.
And so, you know, with this victory, again, these are destiny cards coming in back to back. Temperance is still December, and she's talking about holding the balance, not overextending our finances, let go of our expectations, not so much with others, but within ourselves. Stop expecting so much of yourself and just breathe. The flower that comes in wide open is representing feeling magnetic. This is where our best place is to stay within balance. It's very personal. When we take good care of ourselves, mind, body, spirit-wise, we have more to offer others. And this child comes in. He's a page of wand, and he is a messenger saying, look at the details. You know, what is your contribution? What are you putting forward as an individual to care for another? This is a value that no money can buy. And so it's really setting the tone of, you know, the holiday season. Doesn't matter what religion you are, but the holiday season really is about this connection with another human being. So I love seeing this. And, you know, as it was followed, swift end of delays, things moving forward because of our actions. The number six of on this house, six wands, is a binding contract between two entities. We're going to find people and even corporations coming together to help eliminate some of the, I want to say, cost. This is a binding contract that comes in a form of peace. A company is coming together into one. People moving in together for the cost to be less, but it's peaceful. It's a six there. And it's establishment. Establishment is the four of wands around another house. It stands for our soul, our body. The four is sacrifice, hard work, completion, and closure, getting us lined up for the next decade. Literally, the next decade, as there is the Wheel of Fortune with the 10 on top of it, talking about we've just completed 10, we're diving into the brand new 10. What is that holding in 2020? Another 10. Synchronicities. It's really hard to disregard some of the very natural things that are trying to get our attention, very strange. I call them good omens, such as I had a cowbell this morning banging under my awning of my home, and it's impossible to get that bell to make any noise. And I lift up the window shade, and I looked, and there's a bird trying to plant a nest on there, and the nest has fallen apart. Well, you know, go figure, I have a son that's going to be moving out. Look for these omens. Look for these messages, and under your breath, just simply say, thank you, I see you. There's deliveries in these messages, even with resistance, even with our minds wanting to say, that can't be, that's not possible, that's just not going to happen. And the universe is saying, don't let old feelings of the past dictate your future. Our realities are changing. Things are definitely in the works for a great blessing for 2020 if we can, if we're willing to let go, if we're willing to trust.
Okay. Well, I'm going to open up the parachute and jump, just so you know.
Good.
I'm ready for an
I don't know where that came from, but I just saw this, you know, this beautiful cliff, getting ready to jump and trusting by pulling that chute.
2020 is going to be a good year for us. I know that the holiday season is going to be good for so many people out there. I will tell you, try to spread that goodness if you've got it, because that isn't a blanket statement that holidays are always good for everybody. It's not. But
no.
if you have a good holiday, if you start having a good year, spread that and share it with people. It'll make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely, Andy. You know, and open our eyes when we're in parking lots and, you know, we see somebody less fortunate than us that is struggling. You know, maybe they dropped a receipt. Make the effort to pick that up and hand it to them. It's just, it's a wink to them. It's telling them, you know what, you're loved.
Yep.
So it really makes a difference.
And it's just those little bitty small gestures. All right. Really cool reading for the Central Coast today.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of those cards. We're going to put it up on the website so that you've got a chance to see that. You can listen to this again to find out what's going on and kind of follow along as you look at the picture online. Sabrina Lavelle, if you'd like more information on getting your own a little bit more in-depth reading, you can always go to AskSabrina.com. And thanks for coming in. We'll see you again next week, hopefully.
Yes. Thank you.